Is daf ayin dalet. So we got to the last three lines of ayin gimel and beis. That two dafs the Gemara quotes Tanur Rabbanon yamim shebein taim. So the days in between. So there's machlokas what days we're referring to in between which days. Tosa says we're referring to. He quotes Rashi that says the situation where you say hareza giteich meis shani bolam made a t'nai that the it's going to be chal at some moment that the husband's still alive in the world. Let the get be chal before he dies. And Tosa says it's referring to a case of mehayom. The gets going to be chal in Mace if I die. So two different machlokas, which scenario we're referring to. It's going to be important as we cheshbon through the daf, but that's the starting off point. So the Gemara says, what's the status between this time period where he gives her the get and when dies. When he dies. So the Gemara says, Baila zakai b'mitziyasa, any mitzias that she finds goes to him. U'v'maisiyadeh, any of the money that she makes goes to the husband. U'b'afars nedareha, he's able to cancel out her nedarim. V'yorsha, if she were to die, he inherits her. U'metamela, if he's a kohen, he's metami her to go to the kfur. So it sounds like a full-fledged wife. Klal shadavar, harei he kish l'chadavar. He's mamish, she's mamish a wife to him. The only thing is, there's no need for a get later on. The get already is in position to be chal whenever it needs to be chal. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir comes along and says, Omer, Be'ilasa Tluya. It's the Bias Tluya, which means what? Rashi says two lines down, Be'ilasa Tluya. Hadavar Talay Ad Shiamus, O Ad Shiamud Bichalize. It's going to be unclear until he dies or until he becomes healthy. If he ends up dying, then if she were to be with another man, she would be pater, and he, that other man, would be pater because they already considered divorce. To the Rabbi Meir, what does that mean? The moment he handed her, so when he dies, it was chal b'shas nesina. So had she been with another man, that would not be an isser. Okay. Then, but if he ends up getting healthy, so the get was never chal, then there would be an isser, eishes ish. Rabbi Yossi, back to the Gemara, says now, Omer bilasa safik. It's unclear what the status is. And according to Chachamim, Omer megureshes vein megureshes, it's also a safik, a different presentation, but sounds very similar. U bilvad sheyamus, at least as long as he dies. If he ends up not dying, so then there's no safik. There's no get. If he dies, so it turns out that during that this period, she was safik, whether she's megureshes or not megureshes, which again sounds very similar to Rabbi Yossi, who says bilasa safik. So the Gemara is going to explain what's the nafkamina between these three different opinions. Ma'ika bein Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir who said that's bilasa tluya. And Rabbi Yossi who says migureshes, bilasa safik. What is the difference between bilasa tluya versus bilasa safik? Rashi Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochan, asham taloy. But you have to bring asham taloy or not. According to Rabbi Meir, bilasa tluya, you won't have to bring one. Because you're going to know whatever happens. If he dies, it was a vaday iser, and if he dies, it was vaday mutter, and if he lives, it's a vaday iser. But according to Rabbi Yossi, unclear. Even if he dies, we still don't know the status. It's still batar safik if she were with another man, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would require a ashim talay. Gemara explains this. The Rabbi Meir l'maisi ashim talay. Rabbi Meir doesn't require to bring one. And Rabbi Yossi Maisi Ashram Tal, he thinks you did bring one. Gemara says, Chachamim Omrim, Megreshes, Veinu Megreshes. Chachamim Hainu Rabbi Yossi. Isn't that the same thing as Rabbi Yossi? They both say it's a status of suffix. So Gemara explains, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim? Yiki Benayu, Di Rabbi Zera. Well, who's Rabbi Zera? Dama Rabbi Zera, Amarabba Bar Yirmi, Amashmua, Kalmakum Shamu Chachamim, Megreshes, Veinu Megreshes, Bai Lachai Bibizinoseha. According to Chachamim, who thinks it's a case of Safik Gershim, the husband is still obligated to support her. But apparently, according to Rabbi Yossi, who says Bilasa Safik, the husband is not required to support her.
Rashi at the very end here says this Rabbi Yossi is a little different than the Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah.
It's Trey tonight, I'll leave the Rabbi Yossi, right.
Just to make it more confusing.
Yeah, why not? Okay, the new Mishnah tells us that Hareza Gitech Abnasha Titnili Masaim Zuz. Husband says to wife, I'm going to divorce you on condition that you pay me $200. Hareza Megreshes Vititen. That the divorce takes effect, but she has to pay the money. Abnasha Titnili, if he says that tonight, on condition that you pay me $200 Mikan Vad Shloshim Yom within the next 30 days, Im Nasna Lo, if she gives it to him, Besoch Shloshim Yom within 30 days, Megreshes, she fulfilled the tonight. Vim Lav, if she doesn't give it to him, Eino Megreshes, it's not a good Gershon. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ma'isa b'tidon b'echad. There is once a story where a man, Amar Lisha, says to his wife, Hareza gitech al menashe tini li istalisi. I'm giving you a get that in condition you give me my, what, cloak or something? Okay? V'avda itzaliso, and she loses his cloak. V'amru chacham, and what the chacham say what she could do? Titin lo es dameh, at least pay the value, but not the actual clothing, the cloak. So Gemara wants to know, my titim, what is the first part of the mission, the Reisha mean when it says vititim? That if he says to her, I'll give you the get that you give me $200, so it's good as long as she vititim, she gives to him. So what does it mean vititim? If hu namar, hu yitim, as he titim rather, as long as she gives at some point. The get is chal now, and later on she'll give the money, whatever point she gets the money to pay. Rav Yehuda amar lichshatitim, it only takes effect when she pays the money. That's a big machlokas. My benayu, ik benayu, she niskra get oshava. Let's say he gives her the get, and then it tears, it's lost before she pays up. So Rav Huna amar v'hititein einotichei mana get. As long as she gives, it's okay that right now b'shas the nesinas malos, even though the get is torn, the get took place when it was given 3 months ago. But according to Rav Yehuda Amar, lichshetitein, that's when it's chal, when the money is given, that's when the get takes effect. And right now there's no get. The get's lost, the get's ripped. Therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, tzricha himana get sheni, you require a second get. Gemara says, Tana nami gavi kedushin, we have the same idea, which is taught in the context of kedushin, ki agavna, the Tana, the Mishnah tells us the Maseches kedushin. It says, ha'omer le'isha, arei at mekudesh li, you're going to be married to me, on condition, al manash etein lecha, that I will give you, masayim says, I'll pay you $200. Harei hi mekudesh v'itein, it's a good kedushin, so long as he gives. So what does it mean he gives? Vitmar my v'itein, what does that mean? Rav Huna, again, the same parties here, Rav Huna amar v'hu yitein, as long as he gives. The kedushin is chal now, even though he gives months later, the kedushin is chal right now. But Rav Yehuda Lishitaso says, no, Amar Lichesha Yitain, when he gives the money, that's when the condition will be chal many months later. My Benayu, same exact thing. Ik Benayu, Shepashta Yadav Vekibla Kedushin Me'acher. Let's say in the interim, when he made the condition, and he only met the condition months later, she accepted a condition from some other person, is that second condition chal? Well, if she's already married, so it's not chal. If she isn't married, it is chal. Rav Huna Amar Vihitain, Tanai Ba'alma, which is just a Tanai he has to fulfill, but Mekayim Tanai Va'azil, he'll fulfill the Tanai, but she's already married from January 1st when the initial agreement was made, so she cannot accept the Kedushin from the other person, won't be Chal. But according to Rav Yehuda Amar, L'cheshe Yitain, when he gives the money, that's when it's going to be Chal. Well, L'chi Yahivla, when he gives her the money, who would have a Kedushin, that's when the Kedushin's Chal. Hashi will have a Kedushin, but right now there is no Kedushin. And therefore, if she accepts a Kedushin from some other person, that second Kedushin would in fact be Chal. So same exact parallel machlokas between Gittin and Kedushin. So Gemara says, Tzricha, you need both cases of Kedushin and Gittin. You couldn't have learned one from the other. Why? Di Ashmeinan, if you only taught Gavei Kedushin, Baha Kama Rav Huna, that's where Rav Huna says, Behu Yitain, the Kedushin's Chal, just make sure to pay the money at some point down the line. They're coming to bring closer, so let the Kedushin be Chal right away. The idea is to bring closer. They both want this. They're trying to distance themselves, and we don't want that to happen. Maybe there Rav Huna says, let's delay it. Let's give them an opportunity to stay married to each other. And we'll pass like Rav Yehuda that it won't be Chal until they actually give the money. Give them some time to work things out. So therefore we have to teach, even in the case of Gerishin, Rav Huna says it's Chal right now. V'yashmin and gavi gerushin have been taught only the case of gerushin. B'ha kamar Rav Huna v'titein mishum de lo chasuv l'mitva. In this case, by gerushin, Rav Huna says it's chal right now. Should we be concerned that he'll never get the money? No, because she's not embarrassed to collect the money from him, or him from her rather. He's okay. Well, we know he's going to get the money down the line. He'll make sure to collect the money. They're on the best terms, of course. So make sure he'll want to get her to pay. Aval gavi kedushin niksifa l'mitva. Here, where she's going to be embarrassed to ask the money from her husband. So, Ema Modi Leder of Yehuda, we should say, don't let it be Chal until they actually give the money. Because if we say it's Chal now, and we have to wait for the Tanai, it's Chal now, but the Tanai has to be met at some time down the future, down the line, and it doesn't happen, then retroactively, nothing ever happened. And she's going to be too embarrassed to ask for the money, so maybe let's say nothing is going to be Chal until Rav Yehuda, until it's actually given, like Rav Yehuda. Kamash Vlan, even in the case of Kedushin, Rav Huna says it's Chal now. V'yashmin and Gavi Kedushin Baha. That was all from the perspective of Rav Huna. Now the Gemara is doing the Tzichus is from Rav Yehuda's perspective, which the Gemara oftentimes does not do. Only by Kedushin does Yehuda say, let's wait until the money is given, because we're concerned that if we say it's chal now, she'll never ask for the money. She'll be too embarrassed to ask for the money. There's no embarrassment to ask for the money. He'll make the gerushin michal now, and we all trust that the money will be paid later on. He'll make sure to get the money from her. So therefore, even by the case of gerushin, we have to teach that Rav Yehuda says it's not chal until lichshayitim. And the other way around, maybe only by gerushin Rav Yehuda says it's not chal till later on, in order to give them the extra time to work things out. About Gabi Kedushin, the Krova Kasi, trying to come closer and build a marriage, which is a wonderful thing. Ema Modi Leila Ravuna, maybe he'd be agree to Ravuna that it should be Chal immediately to bring the Kiva right away. Tricha, that even in that case, Rav Yehuda says it's delayed until the money is actually given. So Gemara now asks him, Esive, Hareza Gitech Al Manas Shetitni Li Masayim Suz. He says to his wife, this is your get on condition that you pay me $200. Alpha Pisha Nikra Haget Od Shenevad Megureshes. Even though it gets torn, it gets lost, the gerushin is chal. Ula Acher Lotinase Ad Shetiten. But she shouldn't get married until the money is actually given. V'od. So what's the shaila here? So clearly we see here it's like Rav Huna that's chal right now. It's only a tenai to have to pay at some point later on. V'od. Another Tanya Brisa tells us that Hareza Gitech Al Manas Shetitni Li Masayim Zuz. I'm going to give you the divorce on condition that you pay me $200. Umeis, and he dies before she pays the money. Nasna, had she given the money before he died, Einu Zekuk L'Yavam. So the get was chal, the gerushin was chal. There's no obligation to the Yavam. But lo Nasna, had she not given the money prior to death, Zekuk L'Yavam. She is obligated to the husband. Comes along Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer no senes la'aviv o la'achiv o la'achad min akrovim. She's actually able to pay the money to one of the relatives, even though the husband has died, and that will also remove her from any zika li'ivim. So Gemara says, Ad kan lo pligi, this machlok is about whether or not you're allowed to pay the relatives after his death. Lo pligi ella demar saver li v'lo liyorshi. His condition was, I want you to pay me to the exclusion of any of my relatives. Umar Savar Rashbag held that no, Savar Li, Vafilul Yorshi, even my relatives were included. That's the debate. But Chuyama Miha, but the underlying principle here is that Chuyama Miha Tanai have it. It's certainly a Tanai though, it's only a Tanai. That Rashbag says, even though he dies, as long as the money is given, later on, the get was chal initially. And even Tanakama will agree to that, but there's a technicality that the husband wanted Dafka him receive the money and nobody else. But the mechanism being used here is clearly a Tanai, like Rav Huna, and it ends up being a Tiyufta to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda and Amora can't argue on a Tana, so to Tiyufta, he needs to deal with this question in the Brisa, or these two Brises. So Rav Yehuda comes along and explains, Amalecha Rav Yehuda, he defends himself. Hamani, who authored these brises? It must be Rebbe. He, Dama Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. Rav Huna is quoting Rebbe. Kol haOmer Almanas, kOmer Ma'ach Shavdami. When a person says Almanas, it's like if you're saying right now, it's Chal right now, like Rav Huna. So Rav Huna and Rebbe are aligned together that Almanas is taking effect now. But Pligi Rabbanan, Rabbanan argue on Rebbe. Vana Damikar Rabbanan, I hold like Rabbanan. That's not Chal Me'ach Shav right now. So it turned out this machlokas of Yehuda Rav Huna is really machlokas tanaim between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Gemara now says the last few lines of the Amud here. Amar Rebbe Zera ki avinim bebavel. Rebbe Zera said when he was in Bavel, we see from this Gemara, by the way, that his attempt to forget all his learning didn't work. He fasted for 40 days, the Gemara says, to forget all the learning. So apparently he didn't forget all the learning. So he remembers when he went to Eretz Yisrael, ki avinim bebavel, when I was in Bavel, Amrin and I said, or they said, ha damar Rav Huna, amar Rebbe, kol omer amanas, kol omer ma'ach shav dami. They said whenever you say the word amanas, it really means a tanai, and if it actually takes effect right now, as long as you fulfill the tanai later on. Pligi Rabbanan Aleh, Rabbanan argue on this. But Kishlika, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechasa le Rebbe Asi di Yosef, I found Rav Asi sitting, the Kamar Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, who's quoting from his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, and said as follows, Hakom Moldim Be'omer Almanas, Komer Me'achshav Dami. Everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, everyone is in agreement, there is no such machlokas. Lo nechlaku ela mehayom ula achamisa. The only debate is when you use those two conflicting languages of today, and you also say after I die, that's where it gets confused. That's the only machlokas. Va'atanya, the Gemara actually says Va'atanya is a benichus as a support. Ma'yom lachar misa get veino get. It's a suffix according to Divrei Chachamim. And Rabbi Amar kaza get. That's a good get. That's the only machlokas. But when it comes to the debate of almanas, everybody agrees almanas is mehayom. That's what they taught in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says now Rabbi Huda, Damar Balmanas, Pligi, Rabbi Huda, who felt actually there was a machlokas. That's how he got out of that brisa. It's actually machlokas Rabbi and Chachamim. So Adimiflagi bimahayom ulachamisa. So from the fact that this brisa says that there's a debate when you say hayom ulachamisa, why not also have the other machlokas lifleg balmanas? Have the other mean there is no explicit brisa that records a debate? It records a machlokas. Rabbi Huda created this machlokas. So if it was really machlokas, so just like the Brisa records a machlokas with regards to mehayom ulachamisa, it should have also included a machlokas with the words almanas. From the fact that it's not there tells us that it must not be true. It's not a machlokas against Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda explains, no. Lo diacha kocha de Rebbe. They wanted to show the strength of Rebbe, that Rebbe, not only does he say a case of almanas, that's chal, even a case of mayom lachamisa, which is a much more confusing case, even then Rebbe says the case of a suffa, it's good get. So we're teaching the extreme case. Certainly the less extreme case would be a machlokas as well. But we only taught this case to show Rebbe's shita. So the Gemara explains, what do you mean, liflagu be'almanas, l'diacha kochan d'rabanan? Why not say that even in a case of almanas, even there Chachamim say that's a suffix? Why not go that far and teach shitas rabanan? So says the Gemara, again, a line that's used many times, koach de'ater adifle. The Chachamim, whenever they have the option of choosing which extreme, whether the koach de'isura or koach de'ater, they always prefer the koach de'ater line. Rashi explains in Gemara and Beitza, he explains the reason why, it's because it's much harder to prove something that's mutter. So a person's willing to go to the extreme and say, this is mutter, so it must be that they're correct, and we're trying to prove that position. Okay, says the Gemara now the two dots, Amnasha Titni Li, Makan Vad Shloshim Yom Vechule. So he says, this is going to be your get as long as you pay me $200 in the next 30 days. Pshita, it's very obvious. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Mao the same, Kpeda Lav Kpeda, Ulazar Zakasa. He doesn't really care about 30 days. He just wants to try to get her to pay quicker. But if she pays him 10 years, he's fine with that also. But give it to me in the next 30 days. He's not really a kapeda. Kamash malam. When he says 30 days, he means 30 days. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Maisa Betzidon. There's once a story that he asked for the cloak, and she lost the cloak, so she paid money instead. So the Gemara wants to know, Mai Tana de Katani Maisa. What's the Maisa that's being brought here? Rashi says the first narrow line down, Maitana, Le'elmina, Bedamin, what did it say above this? The Katani Maisa that we're bringing the story in. My Raya, what's the Maisa bringing a Raya for? Ain Shonen Maisa B'Mishnah El L'Riya, the Raya rather. We only bring a Maisa in the Mishnah if it's proving a point. We never discussed any point like this early in the Mishnah, so we're missing something obviously, and that's what the Gemara says. It's a Chasur Mechsa. Something is missing in the Mishnah, which is what? V'Hachi Katani. If the husband says, this is your get on condition that you give me back my cloak, Vavda, it's Alisa, and she loses the cloak. It's Alisa, Dafka Kamar, La. Chacham said, I Dafka want my cloak. Payment won't suffice. So therefore, it won't be a good get according to the Chachamim. That's what's being added in. Comes along, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Titein Lo, as Dame. Paying the value would be enough as well. And further, in Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ma'isa Nami B'Tzidon Be'echad, there's once a story in Tzidon with a certain individual, Sh'amar Le'ishto Harei Zekideh Hamana Shetitni Li Atzaliso. This very case. V'avda Itzaliso, and she lost the cloak. Amru Chachamim Titein Lo Esdame. It's enough to pay the money back. So based on that Ma'isa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Paskin, that would be the general Psak. Gemara asks now, Bay Minei Rabbi Asi Mi Rabbi Yochanan. Here's your get on condition that you pay me $200. Then afterwards he says, I'm mocha, you don't have to pay me. Is that going to be a good get? He never received the money, but now there's no longer an obligation. He basically unraveled the tanai. Is that going to be a good get? So, Tibai l'Rabbanan, Tibai l'Rashbag, you have to ask according to both opinions. Again, remember, Rabbanan say that you're not able, money cannot replace the cloak. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel felt that money can replace the cloak. So let's see. Tibai the Rabbanan, the question is posed to Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kamaria Rabbanan hasam. Rabbanan only said there that you can't replace money for the cloak. Ela de lo achlo gava, because he was never mochel on it. He never allowed her to do that. Aval hacha, hakamar le mechulach. He said clearly he's Mochel, so certainly this case would work. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps Afilu Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Let's go blind there. No. Afilu Rabban Shimon Gamliel lo kamar elo de kam mefaisele bidme. There, at least she gave him money, so he was satisfied. Avalagamre lo, but here.
Not paying at all. Nothing.
There's nothing at all, and therefore a being mochel won't suffice. Won't give him any benefit, and therefore maybe it shouldn't work. So what's the psak? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan responds back to Rabbi Yasi, Eino migreshes, this does not work. These two cases are very, very different. Okay, the Gemara now says, Eisvi asks a question. Ha'omer l'chaver, a guy says to his friend, Konim ishata nane li, you can't get any hana from me. Im iata nosein livni kor echad shachitin v'shechavi el shayayim. If you want to continue to benefit from my property, you need to pay my son, give my son a certain amount of chitin, a kor of chitin and wheat. You have to give him 2 barrels of wine. And if not, you can't get any hana from me. So Rabbi Meir, al oser, oser ad shayitin. It's oser for him to get hana from me until he gives my son what I ask them to give. Actually, this is a type of nether that you don't have to go to the Chacham. He could do it, permit it on his own. How? By me saying, you know what, I'll consider it as if you paid me the money, even though you didn't, that's enough. So there's a mechila there that works. So just like the mechila works here, so the mechila should work by the get as well, and the get should be chal. How could Rabbi Yochanan say the get's not chal? Again, the case is, the guy says to his wife, here's your get if you pay me $200. And he says, I'm mochel. It's okay, you don't have to pay the $200. So the chora, the get should work, because mechila works. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that the get doesn't work? The Gemara says, Hachi Asha, what do you mean? Hasam, there by the case of the get, litzura kamechavein velotzira, he wanted her to cause her pain by making her cough up $200, and she didn't cough up the $200, so there's no tsar there, so that's why it's not chal. The tanai was based on tsar. Hocha mishum harvachahu, here by the case of the neder, that he wanted to give some surplus to his son, v'haloitzirch, apparently he didn't need it anymore, so there's no need for the surplus, and that's why by the case, mechila works by the case of the neder, but does not work by the case of the get. A certain guy says to his sharecropper, Kuli Alma, the rest of the world, the deal that they have is Dalu Tzlas Delva. So they water the property for 3 days, 3 times a year rather. Vachle Revia, they eat a quarter, they get 25% of the produce. At, we have a different deal. Dala Arba, you work harder, you work 4 times a year. Vachle Til, so you take a 33%, you get a higher percentage. So that's the deal that we worked out. So Lasof, in the end of the day, Asa Mitra, so rain came. So he didn't have to water a fourth time. It rained that season. So Amar of Yosef, what's the psak? Hallo dala. He didn't water a fourth time, so he shouldn't get the additional 8%. He should get 25% like the rest of the world and not 33%. Rab Amar, hallo Yitzchak, what do you mean? He didn't have to. He was willing to, ready and willing to, but he didn't have to because it rained for him. So he shouldn't lose out on that agreement that they had. So Lema Rav Yosef Damar Krabanam. Rav Yosef, who says he didn't do anything, holds like the Rabbanim, because the owner of the field, the farmer, wanted him to water it, not the rain to come. You can't replace, rain doesn't replace watering. Just like the money didn't replace the cloak. So that's consistent. Interesting connection. And Rabba Damar Krabban Shimon Gamliel says, no, if the wife pays the money instead of the cloak, that works as well. He's able to think of substitutes. So just because I didn't water the grass, but the Hashem watered the grass, that's a substitute. That should work in my favor. And I should be able to collect the 33%. Gemara says, wait a second, does this connection really make sense? Gemara, I would think misvar, it sounds a little bit strange, but the Gemara asks from a text, v'tizvara, v'hokai malan hilchasa kavasid rabba, we paskin like rabba, by the case of this watering the grass, that he gets the payment, he gets the 30%, ubeha ein halach rabban shim ben gamliel, when it came to the case of a get, we passing against Rashbag that we don't allow the money to replace a cloak. So they are inconsistent. They obviously cannot be connected. Ella, Leon Krabanan. Really, we passing like the Rabbanon that if she gives a cloak, it's a divorce, and if she pays money, it's not a good divorce. So Rav Yosef Krabanan. So Rav Yosef's consistent that, listen, you can't replace anything. He didn't water the grass. Dafka, he wanted watering the grass. Dafka, he wanted the cloak. So that's very consistent. But according to Rabbah, how does Rabbah work within the world of Rabbanan? So Rabbah explains, Amar lecha ana d'ami afilu Rabbanan. Even I'm holding in the world of Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan. Rabbanan only hold this hasam elo d'litzuri kamechavim. There, by the case of the cloak, he just wants to cause her a lot of pain. He wants a cloak. So if she doesn't have a cloak, tough luck. I gave you the opportunity to get divorced. It was your fault. You should have found the cloak. Too bad for you. He wanted to give her tsar. Here he wanted his produce to grow. He took a risk. He's willing to make an agreement that you water it. It turns out that it watered on his own. He doesn't need it in the end of the day, but still, it gets he still should get his payment. Mar now quotes a Mishnah that's found in Maseches Erchin. It's not Hasam. So a little bit of background here. That there's a halacha when it comes to when I have a land, a batei arichom. If I have a house in a walled city, so if I sell it, I need some money to invest into a business. So I sell my house. So I have a year, 12 months, to buy back that house to redeem it. And the buyer has to sell it back to me if I want. So I have a full year to buy back. If I don't buy it within the year, it becomes his. He owns it forever. And Yovel doesn't even send it back to me. That's a halacha of selling a house, batei arichom. It comes up the first back of Megillah as well. So the Mishnah Erchin says, Tanan Hasim, Barishona initially, Hayat Nitman Yom Shneimasar Chodesh Kidei Sheichalot Lo. The buyer, the lokeach, would hide on the very last day of the year. He didn't want the seller to buy back his land. He wanted the nichla to be decisively his forever. So he would hide on the last day. So what happened? So since these people were being such, chazerim, Hiskin Hillel Hazakin, Hillel Hazakin made a certain takana. Shehei Cholesh Es Maosav Lelishcha. He made a special treasury where the seller, the initial owner of the land, could throw the money in. V'yehesh Shover Es Adelas, and break open his door of his own home that he sold. V'nichnas, and enter him. V'emes Asha Yirtza Hala, whenever that guy, the buyer wants, Yavav Yitalas Maosav, he could go to the chamber and collect his money. That was the initial din. Vama Rava says, "Mitakanasal shel Hillel nishma." From that takana, it was understood. Hareza gitech amnas shetin idli masayim zuz. So here is your get on condition that you pay me back money. The nasna lo midaito, and she pays him with midaito that he's willing to accept it. It's a megureshes. It works. Al karcha, if it was given to him against his will, he didn't want to receive the money. Then it ain't a megureshes.
Why?
Because it's a
war.
Yeah, it was a Rashi mitakanasa shehilo. The itzrech letikune nesina al karcha te nesina. Because again, initially, we want it to be a good get.
A civil get.
But the idea is, once we establish that a nesina bal karcha by the case of bat erichoma is considered a nesina, so we apply the same thing to the case of gidden. So mid itzrich, so says the Gemara, mid itzrich le Hillel.
I think it's the opposite. We're saying the fact Hillel required you to make that takana tells you in a scene about Korcha.
The opposite. So we're inferring from here that normally it's not considered a scene, so it just doesn't work as a scene.
Because he made a takana in order to make this happen.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So normally Nesina Balkarcha is not a Nesina. It was a special takana by Batei Arichoma that it does work there. In general, it doesn't. So we could deduce from that Nesina Balkarcha for the husband, if she pays him the money, will not be a good gerushin. Uh-huh. How do we know that? So the Rashi quoted really what the Gemara says, the very last line of the Amud here. Mi de'itzrich le'hilal tikunei Nesina Balkarcha de'havili Nesina. From the fact that he had to make a takana in the world of Batei Arichoma, that Nesina Balkarcha is in fact considered Nesina, Mechlal, the implication, of course, is that Deba Alma, in general, Nesina Ba Karcha, lo havi Nesina, does not qualify as a Nesina. And therefore, back to our case in the Mishnah, if he makes a Tanai that it's a good Gerishin and condition, they pay me $200, and she pays him, but he's not willing to accept the money, that's not a Nesina, the Tanai is not filled, and it wouldn't be a good get. Okay, Shkoyach.
Never such a halach lemaisa, it breaks my heart. It's